The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday. It's June the 29th, and we're getting ready to go into July. But we've got Kirk Trepper with us, conductor of the Missouri Symphony Society. Good to have you here on Radio Friends, Kirk.
Thanks so much, Paul.
This is a big weekend coming up for the symphony, right?
Isn't it ever? Yes.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow is a program that's so beloved in this town, I think, Patriotic Pops. Our salute to Americana and to Independence Day spirit. And a salute to our armed forces as well.
Yeah. So, let's go in detail about Patriotic Pops. What the music that we're going to hear?
Well, the whole concert is a program of American music. In the first half, we have a tribute to our new American composers. We have a saxophone concerto with the great saxophonist from the University of Missouri, Leo Sagregriet. And we're going to play a work by a composer from the 1850s called the Festival Overture on the American National Air, The Star-Spangled Banner. Just right after it was written, somebody wrote an overture based on the Star-Spangled Banner. And then in the second half, we do things like music from The King and I and Pop's Hoedown, a lot of Americana. And then, of course, we get into our salute to the American anthems, things like God Bless America, America the Beautiful.
Oh.
And, of course, the Armed Forces salute, where we pay tribute to all of the men and women of our armed forces. And then we have the 1812 Overture, which isn't American, but it seems to be a traditional part of a July 4th program. So it's a chance for the audience and people in Columbia to come and wave the flag and listen to a wonderful, varied concert of truly great music and all of it great
and
American.
And the wonderful musicians that you have.
Yeah.
And coming to the Missouri Theater, sitting there and listening to that wonderful orchestra just gives me goosebumps.
Thank you.
Well, it is so
and,
so.
And you're
wonderful.
Going to be with us on the following day on Sunday.
Sunday the
July the 1st.
July 1st. Yeah. Okay, and that's going to be what are we going to do on July 1st?
Well, we're going to have the young musicians from our Strings and Things camp. So it's a chance for people who have young children who play an instrument to come and watch other young players play side by side with the musicians of the symphony. So you'll see about 50 young instrumentalists aged first grade through ninth grade, a lot of string players, and they're going to sit next to the musicians of our orchestra of the Missouri Symphony, and they're going to play the 1812 Overture and some music on their own.
So on that Sunday, it'll be Pops music
It'll be Pops and Americana. Again, it's another kind of Independence Day concert. It's a chance for families to come and pay tribute to the Independence Day spirit with the family. So if you've got, children, we think, age 5 to 15, it's a great chance for them to come and listen to great.
But it's absolutely wonderful. And being able to see this up close has been really exciting to me.
Oh.
When I got to do the
Composer,
it kind of as your co-host several weeks back, that was fun and listening to that orchestra. And then you introduced a young composer from Columbia.
Yep.
And her music was performed for the very first time.
Yep.
On stage.
Yeah.
And as I said to her, it gave me goosebumps to listen to that.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. You were just wonderful with that. And if anybody out there hadn't seen Paul as my sidekick, you need to come. And it's a great fun event. It's a concert that lasts about 70 minutes. So it's a perfect kind of length for families to come and Sunday afternoon. And you're all done by the time it...
Come out this... Mark it on your calendar for Saturday night for the Pops.
The 30th and July the 1st.
Tomorrow.
And then concert.
And then coming
then
Sunday.
I must mention next Saturday is we welcome Mithril, a great Celtic band. We're going to do a Celtic evening. So if any
Will that be at the Missouri Theater also?
At the Missouri Theater also, 7:30 on July the 7th. And Mithril is one of the leading Celtic bands in America, and they're going to come and play all of the great Celtic jigs and reels and mix it a little with Appalachian music as well. So there's a mixture of world music, Appalachian music, and Celtic. Mm-hmm. And then on Thursday the 5th, that's unusual for us to have a 30-night concert, but I'm celebrating my 100th CD that's being released on that day, and so we're going to have a special kind of CD release party. It'll be
your
a party.
Your 100th CD that you have conducted.
Yep.
Now, what the 100th CD, what's on there?
On the 100th CD, in fact, I'm bringing the soloist, the pianist. We're going to play the Bloch Concerto Grosso for piano and orchestra and a Bach concerto. So he's going to be coming from New York, and he's going to play the two works that are on that 100th CD, and the orchestra's going to play the Dvorak Serenade. So it's a great concert that actually is preceded by a party for the whole town to come to at 6:30 in the Missouri Theater. There will be the party, and Joshua and I will be there to sign CDs, and hopefully all 100 CDs will actually be there. The thing is, I'm still getting different record companies sending me ones that were only released in Japan and some that were only released in South America.
That's quite a milestone, 100 CDs. You told me there were only six composers in this country
six conductors who have ever had 100 CDs. Yeah, that's right.
And some of the CDs you have recorded, the music you have recorded, are from very popular video games.
Right. I recorded the music for Diablo and Diablo 2 and for Torchlight 2. Which is those for video game players? I'm sure they all know what I'm talking about. But Diablo and Torchlight are two of the world's most popular video games, and I recorded the music for those.
And you've also recorded movie
music as well. So, but the CDs, it's 100 CDs besides all of the other stuff as well.
Oh, so these are that's separate.
Just CDs, separate. That's another category.
Okay, all right. So when does the season close?
On the 14th of July, our final concert is a red-hot tribute to the orchestra and great classical music with Bolero and Ravel's La Valse. And we have a wonderful violinist coming, a Romanian violinist, young Romanian violinist who's going to play the Sibelius violin concerto. And the orchestra opens with the Invitation to the Dance. So the whole concert is a little about dance music.
That's a Saturday night?
That's a Saturday night.
At the Missouri Theater. Okay, that's July 14th. Kirk, thank you so much for coming by. Pleasure having you here. And don't forget, tomorrow night is the Pops, the Patriotic.
Patriotic Pops.
And then Sunday at 3 o'clock, it'll be kind of like a mini Patriotic.
Exactly.
A mini Patriotic Pops. And I'll be doing that with you.
You'll be
Can I conduct again, maybe?
Huh?
I got to conduct the orchestra 2 weeks ago.
I
didn't do a very good job of conducting that orchestra,
okay.
though.
Practice.
I'll practice. Okay. We're out of time for today. Monday, Fire Safety in Heart of Missouri, CASA. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. But I got to tell you, it was an honor to conduct the Missouri Symphony Orchestra. It was. See you. Bye-bye.